Okay, so let's get moving. We're going to finish up the last kasha, right? That's asked on the Tosefta, Rabbi Hananel's approach, right? To machok in the case of Boachir and Bezimum, right? The Tosefta, the Gaonim, right? The Rach, who say this idea that it's not one set of Edim Azimim, but it's that, you know, each time the Edim, there's a new set of Edim Azimim who are Mazim, the previous Edim Azimim, etc., etc. Once you get to the third Hazama, according to review to this, is this Chazak of Hazama, that undermines everything. So the Ritzvah asks, we were going through the different kashas that the Ritzvah asks on this Mahalach, and the answers that the Ramban give. So the last question that we left off with is the question relating to Edashi Atayachal Azima. If we're going to use, you know, the Ramban's answer as an opportunity to flesh out this very important sugya of Eda, what is the requirement of Eda Sha'at Yachol Azima? What is that all about? And use the opportunity to also go back to the beginning of the Masachet, although, right, Rabbi Kiva wanted to start, you know, on Daf Hey, which I see a lot of, you know, value to that. There's a very, very famous sugya on Daf Beis, famous Tosos. So this is also an opportunity to cover that as well. You can't learn first Parakamakos and not, you know, cover the first Tosos. So it's a good opportunity to do that as well. Okay, so good. So let's see the Kasha is a little even clearer in the Ramban himself. Anybody have the Ramban? So, yeah. So, Kiva, see the very ends of the Ikashalach? Oh, right. So in your own words, what is this third kasha?
Every single in this mahalach of the wrath or just the rift, it's an even oscillating cycle where every single edus is now edus shi'atayachal azima, because once there's one edus that's shi'atayachal azima, then the previous one will be the previous one will be.
Exactly. So if you really hold like Rabbi Yehuda, this chashash, that, oh, once you get to the fourth or to the third hazama, then it's a problem. Wait a second. If it's a problem when you get there, so then even the third kot becomes, right, when the third kot was giving their edus, they're not subject to hazama. And then boom, then the second kot is also a problem because, you know, their mazim are not subject to hazama. There ends up, you know, on the whole entire thing ends up unraveling. So the kasha is, according to this mahalach, right, if according to this mahalach, Rabbi Yehuda's chashash to pasul that third hazama of the third mazimim will end up, you know, ruining everything. So the Ramban has a very,
can
very.
Can we just say we don't pasul like Rabbi Yehuda?
What?
Can we just say we don't pasul like Rabbi?
But the kasha is on Rabbi Yehuda.
I'm saying.
Well, yeah, the question is not halacha l'maisa. The question is, according to Rabbi Yehuda's shita,
the question is for both the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda technically. Meaning, what you said is going on the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, the chain is going on the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. The chain of Mazim is.
No. It's only be a problem within Rabbi Yehuda. We're saying according to Rabbi Yehuda, the entire case ends up unraveling.
Right.
So, I mean, even the Rabbi Yehuda, even if we don't pass him like him, his shita still has to stand,
right,
and it doesn't stand up if you hold up Edus, there's a requirement of Edus Atayachal Azima, which everyone holds up. So it's very important to understand the Ramban's answer. This is the key. So how does Ramban mean the Tiret? The Kiva? Right, so what's the Hassam you're referencing?
Hassam and Sanhedrin. Right?
So what's that case?
Even though, like, there's a Hassam of Bavada, like, regular case of Hassam, but we're not Makai, right?
And what's the case? That's the case of Edei Trefa.
Right, Edei Trefa. I mean, it's impossible. Like, Mitzchila, going into Beis Din, there was never a chance that there could be a Hassam.
Exactly. When it comes to Edei Trefa, right, there, when that's Iyata Yochel Azima, like, we'll see, like, fundamentally. Like, it's impossible because it's Gavra Katila, right? The Mazimin of the Edei Trefa, right, we're trying to be mazim, they, you know, God for Katila. So therefore, those mazim are not subject to Hazama fundamentally. So even if it's a bevada, even if, you know, the mazim and we're telling the truth, it wouldn't matter. Fundamentally, there's no Hazama there. This is the key to contrast. Okay, so what's his answer?
And here, it's only an after fact reason that we're. I mean, it's not a problem. Yachal Azim has to be a formal requirement going into Beis Din. Meaning, this is an edus that is possibly wasn't. It's not like technically because of the circumstantial context did it become that this was a Yachal Azim. has to be that the Eidah, the Ches Shalim itself, has to formally be Yachol L'Hazim. And if it's not, then there's a problem. But if it is Yachol L'Hazim, it's just that because there's some sort of hashash that, you know, it removes it from that possibility, that's not a big deal.
Okay, excellent. So what Akiva is Machalik, understand the Ramban, very important, is that the Ramban is limiting, we still have to explain this a little further, but the Ramban's chiluk is that there's a difference between a fundamental reason for Eidus to be Yeta Yechol Azimah, that fundamentally this Eidus is Mufka from Hazama, and that's the case of Eidi Trefa, because of Gavra Katila, right, there's no possibility of Hazama there. Ashenkin, in this case, it's not that, you know, saying Reuven killed Shimon in this case, or Bimat, is fundamentally Mufka from Hazama, it just happens to be, because we're on to the third Hazama, there's a chashash sheker. But fundamentally, as he adds, if you were to know that the third mazimim were telling the truth, there would be azama. That's the chiluk. But we still have to understand what this chiluk is about. Because if you take the classic understanding that, if you were to ask a person off the street, why does an edus have to be yochal azima? Why does an edus have to be subject to azama? What would you say? A man off the street.
Why you need azama?
Exactly. Why do you need the potential for azama? What? Okay, so you're London, right? You're London, but without, I guess you're so entrenched in the London, this is hard. A person off the street, what would they say?
To scare the
Mirtas factor, right? To scare the Edom. As long as you know that there's a possibility of being Huzam, that's going to scare you off. That's going to be a fear factor, which is going to prevent you from doing Edo Sheker. From that perspective of Mirtas, this fear factor, does this chiluk make any sense? No. Because at the end of the day, the third Kad of Edim knows that they can't be subject to Azama because the next Mazimim are going to create a Chazakah, according to Yehuda. So from the perspective of Mirtas, if the Vart of requiring Edish Atayachal Azima was this technical factor of ensuring that the Edim at hand are telling the truth, this Chiluk does not make any sense whatsoever. In the end of the day, there can't be Hazama. When you're the third Kad of Edim, Lamaisa know that they can't be subject to Azama because their Mazimim are going to trigger this Chazakah of Chashash Sheker. So the end of the day, from the perspective of Mirtas, right, this Chiluk of the Ramban doesn't make any sense. The Ramban therefore must be holding that what, again, like Noam's Havim, right? The Ramban must be holding of Noam's idea. That no, it's a fundamental din of Kasher Zama. The idea is that every Eidus fundamentally has to be subject to Hazama. And within such a perspective, as a fundamental requirement, one can say that it's not circumstantial, like Akiva was saying. It's a din in the Eidus. Every type of Eidus needs to be subject to Hazama. And therefore, only a case like Eidei Trefa, where the Eidus itself is Mufka from Hazama, because every case of that Eidus is going to be subject to this problem of Gavra Katila, so then there's no Hazama, and then you have a problem of Eidus, Shiata Yachol Hazima. But here, when the lack of Hazama, nothing to do with the type of Eidus at hand, it's the case, when you get up to the fourth case of Hazama, then in this particular case, there's an inability to have Hazama, but there's nothing about the type of Eidus at hand, which is fundamentally Mufka from Hazama. So we're trying to say now, that this answer of the Ramban, one can say, the Kasha of the Ritzvah versus the answer of the Ramban basically highlight two very different perspectives on the requirement of Eidus She'at V'Yochol Azima. The Kasha is assuming it's Midin Mirtas, that you just practically, every Eidus needs to practically be subject to Azama, otherwise you don't have that fear factor to ensure that the Eidim are telling the truth. Kamash Malan, the Ramban answers, no, you got it wrong. The requirement of Eidus She'at V'Yochol Azima is not about Mirtas. It's rather a fundamental requirement of fulfilling Kasher Zamam. Every Eidus needs the fundamental potential of Hazama to fulfill the din of Kasher Zamam. And therefore, it's going to be limited, says the Ramban, to Eidios, which are fundamentally Mufka from Hazama, but not a case where just due to circumstances, you know, it happens not to be subject to Hazama in the case at hand. Yeah, Mayor.
So are you saying that there's a difference between its fundamental and technical Eidus She'at V'Yochol Azima?
Yes, exactly what I'm saying. And the Ramban, his whole answer only makes sense if Atei Yochol Azima is a fundamental requirement, then you can start making the Mechalai between, is the lack of Azama here due to technical, circumstantial reasons, or is it fundamentally that this Eidus is Mufka from Azama? That's the answer of the Ramban. Once we have you have this Ramban and the Ritva, you know, bringing out these two different perspectives on Eidus Ata Yachol Azima. Let's take the opportunity to go back to the beginning of the Masechta, where we see that this Chakira also plays a big role in the opening Tosos in the Masechta. Okay, so again, the opening Mishnah of the Masechta, Shmuel. What's the din in the Mishnah Daf Beis? What unique case of Azama is it talking about? Exactly, right? You're testifying that a Kohen is a Ben Gusher Ben Chalutza. What's the other case, Eitan, remember? If you're testifying that someone is Chayev... Excellent, Chayev Galus. The Mishnah says in both these cases, the classic din of Kasher Zomim doesn't apply. You don't make the Edim Zomim into a Chalal, let's say, even if they were Kohanim, and you don't make the Edim Zomim Chayev Galus in the second case. Rather, what do they get? Malkus, right? They get Chayev Malkus. So the big question that's going to be asked is what is the nature of this chiyuv malchus? But before we get into that, Tosos asks a very fundamental question. Rafi, what is the kasha that Tosos asks? Right, the kasha is then their edus is edus shi'ata yachol azima. Because the end of the day, whenever you testify that someone is a ben gusha ben chalutza, that someone is chayev galus, it's edus practically yata yachol azima. Because if you're found to be zomim, you're not going to get that kasher zomim. You're not going to become a ben gusha ben chalutza. You're not going to become chayev galus. So Tosfos asks, that should render the case yata yachol azima. And once the edus is yata yachol azima, what happens to the edus itself? Exactly, the edus itself is psula. So let's see Tosa's kashas. Rafi, would you mind? And this Tosa's, again, obviously, Beis Aman Aleph, first Tosa's in the Masechta.
So, Tima, given the Im Huzmu, Im not mentioned, if not the Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, Im Kain, Gam Shalu Yuzmu, Eif Yasa Alpihem, Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, Hafi Wa Emes, Ramai, Hafi Yala, Eidus Yata Yapal Azima.
Right, so you're saying it's not just a problem if they happen to be found to be Edom Zomim, even if they're not. Any Edus on a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, any Edus on a Chiyuv Galus itself should be Psula, because it's Iyata Yachol Azima. It's not subject to Azama, because the Edom Zomim, right, if found to be Zomim, will not be subject to those own. Oh. So let's see the first answer to this. Oh, so what's the first answer, Tosfos?
Because of the fact that they get Malkus, that will count as Kasher Zomim.
Oh, so the first answer, Tosfos, is that the Chiyuv Malkus for Edom Zomim in the case of Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza and Chiyuv Galus does fulfill Kasher Zomim. Before we analyze this, it's important to note, where else does Tosfos give this answer? Tosas Ksubis. Right? Tosas Ksubis Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Dear Maschal Ella, gives this answer. Again, this gives this first answer. And I saw this morning, for some reason I missed it again. The Gilyon Hashas quotes, again, the first Gilyon Hashas in the Masechta, quotes the Shita Mikubetzes in Baba Kama Ayin Hey Amud Beis, who also gives this answer. Right? So again, you have Tosas here, Tosas in Ksubis, and this Shita Mikubetzes B'Shem the Rush, who all say this Yisod, that the Chi of Malkus is Mekayim Kasher Zomim. Oh. But the question is, why? Doesn't Kasher Zomim Lasos La'achiv mean that you should get that which you tried to do? And obviously, you tried to passel, in the case of Ben Gusha Ben Chalutz, you tried to passel the Kohanim, make them into Chalalim. In the case of Gullus, you try to get him, the Nidon to be Chayiv Gullus in your heart. So the question is, what does this first Deya in Tosfos here, and Tosfos in Ksubis, and the Shittim Megavetzis B'Shem the Rush, what do they mean? So in order to fully understand this day in Tosos and the next day in Tosos, there are two issues at play. One issue, is why we're bringing it up, is the Chakir we mentioned before about what is the idea of Eidus She'ata Yachol Azima. Is that it, right? The first issue is understanding Eidus She'ata Yachol Azima. Again, Yeshua, what are the two options when an Eidus needs to be Ata Yachol Azima?
Either it's going to be technical that you are...
Sorry. Exactly, technical to ensure...
No other Edom are going to be able to come and actually be designed.
Right, so it's technical to make sure that the Edom are telling the truth, but by making Ata Yachol Azima. Now there's a fear factor, there's a mirtas factor, oh, they might be caught. So again, so that's one understanding of Ata Yachol Azima. What's the other understanding?
Fundamentally, that Edos has to be able to Bimis, even based on just
the pasuk of Kasher Zama. Exactly. So that's one issue. So one issue is understanding of the Eidus Shatei Yochel Azimah. Is it a technical din of Mirtas to ensure that the Eidus is MS? Or is it a fundamental din to Mekayim Kasher Zama? That's one issue at play. What's the other issue at play in this Tosfos? Not the nature of Eidus Shatei Yochel Azimah, but...
nature of Malkus?
Exactly. The nature of the Chi of Malkus for Eidim Zomim, for Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, and Chi of Galus. What are the options? Based on something that you saw... in Seder?
You could say that.
But in terms of more specifically, the second issue is what is the Machayev of the Malkus in this case? Is it Midin?
Is it from Losana?
Excellent. Is it Midin the Eidus Sheker? Are you saying that these Eidim in a Hanami, they're not subject to Kasher Zamam? Those are the exceptions. We'll get to the Drushas in the Gemara. They're not subject to Kasher Zamam. So they're not going to be punished for intending to give an onesh to an Eidim. But while they're not going to be punished for the Kasher Zamam, they are going to be punished for what? For the Eidus Sheker. Right? Say, Midin Losana Berecha Eid Sheker. Is that, right? Although most Eidim Zomim get their onish not mitzad to eat the sheker, but rather mitzad the onish they try to inflict on the nidon. These eidim zomim are the exception. They do get malchus for the eat the sheker. That's one option. The other option is that what? No, really the machayev is the kasher zama. Really, they are getting punished for the trying to get an inappropriate onish to the nidon. But the chiddush is that they don't get exactly what they tried to give the nidon. They got malchus. Right, in terms of that second issue, in terms of what is the mechayev of their malchus, what is the relevant shachar v'tarya for understanding that question? What is the important shachar v'tarya, which depending on how you understand the shachar v'tarya will determine what the mechayev of the what? That's the Tosos, but based on this. So let's quickly look at the Gemara and based on this. Yeah,
before we get. I was going to say that the reason why you wouldn't get malchus for a shachar. Should we say this because of Kimmel Rabbanan, then maybe you should be a chalal, but since you can't, so now we just cancel that out. But since you should have been a chalal, that would have been worse than getting Malkus, let's say, for
Yishai. I'm saying, but in that case, you're not getting the onish.
I'm saying, but isn't, since really you should have, so therefore that would simply cancel out the
that
other.
That doesn't, I've never seen that. Yeah. Just because generally Kimle is only triggered either by when you're actually getting the Onish Achamura, or at least you should be fundamentally Chayiv in it. But in your case, you're getting neither. You're not getting the other Onish of the Gullahs, and you're not even fundamentally, you're fundamentally Putter from it. So that's why I don't think anybody brings up Kimle. So based on the base, Akiva, I think that's what you meant. So again, this Gemara starts with Amar Ula. Alright, so like where's even a remez to Eidim Zomim? Mori asks.
Remez to Eidim Zomim, Vok Zim, Vok Zim, Vok Kasher Zomim.
You don't need a remez, it's Mefurish, Kasher Zomim.
Kala remez to Eidim Zomim, Shalokim.
So where do you find this idea in the context of the Mishnah of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza and Golus and some other cases where you get Malkus instead of Kasher Zomim? Where does that come from?
This is the sequence of Sadiq, Yeshiva Zorachim.
Right, so there's a Chiyuv Malkus following this case with Tzikas HaSadik V'Yeshua as a Rasha. The question is,
it shouldn't be Tzikas HaSadik V'Yeshua as a Rasha, but Yahan Dina Kos HaRasha.
All right, that, you're doing the right thing. You're Matzik the Tzadik and you're Marshia the Rasha. You get Malkus for that? No.
It's Elo Edim Sh'Yeshua as a Tzadik, but also Edim Makrini, his Tzikas HaSadik V'Yeshua. So in the Hanu Yerushalayim.
Namely, the case of Hazama.
Then by Yahan Dina Kos HaRasha.
Right, exactly. So you see from the Tzikas at Tzadik, there's a Chiyuv Malkus. The Gemara asks, it's very important now. Gemara asks, and why do you have to come on to this fancy, understanding of the Tzikas as a Tzadik? Just say, Losana. They're Chayiv because they eat their Sheker. Right? That you can't be Mechayiv based on Losana because it's the Lav Shem Maisa. So the question is, how do you understand the Maskana? Right? Right, so one understanding is that, and the classic understanding is that the Gemara is completely rejecting Losana. Don't tell me that the Mechayiv of Malkus here is the Eid Sheker, because that's a law of Shema Maisa. So rather, if it's Tzikas HaTzadik, it's a different Mechayiv of Kasher Zama. That's one understanding. What's the other understanding? Who adopts another understanding of this Gemara? Tosin Dav Dalam Abeis. What is he? How does he understand the Maskana?
Saying, once we know from the Tzikas HaTzadik, it's a Chiyuv Malkus, but I don't know. So now, Losana could be.
Exactly. Vitzikva as a tzaddik is a giloy that in this case, losane is mechay of the malchus, despite the fact of lav shein bal maisa. So again, in this under, in the shock of retirement, base of base, two understanding. Is Vitzikva as a tzaddik a new mechay of kasher zachma? Or no, Vitzikva as a tzaddik is just to tell you that the mechay really is losane, pre'acha, a chukker, the mechay is really a dushak. So now we have both of these issues, right? About Eidashat Yachal Azima, is that about mirta, technical mirtas, or is that a fundamental din in Kasher Zama? One end. Second issue, about what's the mechayev of the Malkus at hand for the Ben Gurshav and Chalutza, is that midin Kasher Zama, or is that midin Eidashakar? Now we can have two understandings of this first day on Tosos. Right, so now, when Tosos says, oh, that the Chiv Malkus, right, in the case of Ben Gurshav and Chalutza, is mechayev Kasher Zama. So how can you understand that? How can you understand that? Anybody? What? Oh, so one mahalach is to say that even though, let's say, the mechayev of the malchus is not midin kasher zamam, it's midin inachlami, it's midin losana, it's midin eid sheker. But oh, so then how can that be? How can that be mekayim kasher zamam? But if you take the perspective that kasher zamam is just the technical mirtas factor, you just want to create a fear factor to make sure that the edim are telling the truth. So as long as there's going to be some consequence to their lying, right? So then you're getting mekayim kasher zamam. So one pshat in this first day in Tosos is that Tosos holds that the din of Kasher Zamam is a technical mirtos factor, and therefore it doesn't matter what the nature of the Malkus is, as long as these Eidim will be subject to Malkus, even if that Malkus is not Midin Kasher Zamam, it's rather Midin Losane, it's Midin Eidu Sheker. At the end of the day, there's a consequence. At the end of the day, there's a mirtos to prevent these Eidim from lying, because they're if they lie, they're going to be subject to some type of onesh. So one mahalach, you know, in this first day, that this first day of Tosas holds, that the Eidah She'ata Yochel Azima is midin technical mirtas, and therefore anytime they're Chayim Malkus, that's going to be Mekayim, the din of Kasher Zamam. That's one Mahalach. What's the other way?
So it's Mekayim Kasher Zamam, even though it's not going based on Kasher Zamam.
Exactly. Even though the Malkus is midin Eidah Sheker, it's still Mekayim Kasher Zamam if you assume that Kasher Zamam is not a fundamental din of Kasher Zamam. It's that you need to, you know, have a mirtas factor. And therefore, as long as the guy's before Chayim Malkus, he's going to be scared to tell a lie. What's the other way to go?
So that would go against the Ramban.
That would go, exactly. That would go against the Ramban. Good. What? But again, that would go with Tosas on Daf Dalet. Right? According to that understanding, right, Tosos, even in their first day up, agrees with the Tosos and Dalet on the base, right, to say that the Mechayev is Eidah Sheker, but yet the first day holds that although the Mechayev is Eidah Sheker, not Kasher Zamam, it still fulfills Kasher Zamam, because Kasher Zamam is a Din and Mirtas. What's the other way to understand the first day up?
You really do need Kasher Zamam, and the Makos are not Midin.
Exactly. The other Mahalakha say, no, this first day of things that the Malkus for Zomim of Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza and Golas is Midin Kasher Zamam. And therefore, even if Kasher Zamam is a fundamental din that the Eidus needs to have a potential of actual Hazama, here there is actual Hazama because here the Malkus is Midin Hazama, is Midin Kasher Zamam. Yeah.
I mean, first thing to why is he emphasizing that is give the Lokin Havi Kasher Zamam. It doesn't have to be Kasher Zamam. It just has to be any sort of punishment.
No. Meaning, it's Havi Kasher Zamam in the sense that Shapir. I hear what you're saying. According to that.
The first Mahalach were in the. First
exactly. Season. Yeah. According to, like, the second Mahalach, that real. Sorry. I forgot which number I flipped it here. Which one? Meaning that it's Midin Mirtas?
Yeah.
If it's Midin Mirtas, yeah, the emphasis is on the Seifa. Meaning it's a kasher zamam in the sense that it creates the mirtas of being nitam hazamam. The focus is less on the, oh, you fulfilled the fundamental puzzle of kasher zamam. It's more that you fulfilled the goal of kasher zamam, which is creating mirtas.
I mean, within that svar, the mirtas svar, though, it's not, the fact that we need mirtas is just a svar. It's not even totally on the fact that Kasher Zamam happens to give us the mirtas, but it's not.
You're right.
Totally on the pasuk.
100%. just actually, the anyone get to which Achron says that pshat that Tosas holds that it's in the Mirtas? What? Sorry, I should know. I didn't hear you see it. Sorry, Rav Chanan says the other way, right? Rav Chanan, I flipped the order in my notes. That's why, right?
Doesn't he ask the question?
Rav Chanan?
Yeah. He asked the question, but I thought that was like implying that. Okay.
Yeah, so meaning, to be very clear, so we're going to make two mahalchim in Tosas here, and I think Yitzhak is making a good ha'ara, that the lashon of Habi Kasher Zamam does imply that it's the fundamental din, and it could be that's where Rav Chanan is coming from. Rav Chanan in Kovet Shirim, in Ksubis, Os Kuf Yud Beis, right, Os Kuf Yud Beis, Tosas says Rav Chanan says that pshan in that first day in Tosas is that it's a fundamental din. And because it's the fundamental din, therefore must be the Tosas holding is that the mechayiv of the malchus at hand is kasher zamam and not edus sheker. Okay,
so again, Rabbi was saying that the first malach agrees with Tosas and Daud.
Yes, the first. You know, way of saying it, that even though Tosos in this day agrees with Tosos and Daf Dalet that the Mechayev is Eidu Sheker, is Losane, it still fulfills the requirement of Ata Yochel Azima, because Ata Yochel Azima, according to this Mahalach, is just a Dinin Mirtas. The other Mahalach is like, no, you really need to be Kashif. So I'm going to like Yitzhak's Diuk, that he doesn't just say, came into Lokin, Havi Shaper Ata Yochel Azima. He says, came into Lokin, Havi Kashar Zamam. Sounds like, no, you are fulfilling actual Hazam. That would, yeah.
I guess to flesh out, like, what would that mean, like, that's a formal din of kashrazamam, even though you're doing it from Malchus?
Yeah, being that the chiddush of the psukim, of the drashos, is to say that in these contexts, you can't give the actual kashrazamam, but your Mekayim kashrazamam through a different onesh.
Because you're trying to inflict some onesh.
Exactly. You brought it, exactly. It's more like zoom out. Kashrazamam, you try to give him an onesh, you're getting an onesh. Right, instead of generally it's kasher, exactly the particular onish here, exactly here. Just like you're trying to be ma'anish, you're getting an onish. That's a good ha'ara also. Okay, good. So these are two understandings in Tosos. Just once we're bringing up this idea that there's a potential for that the potential understanding of Atayochel Azima as a din in the Mirtas, let's just develop this with some akuros. So which Rashi throughout Shas seems to really, did I just say Rashi? I meant which Rishon, a little Freudian slip there, which Rishon, you know, develops throughout, like, focuses on this Mirtas factor? Very good. Rashi. That's good. If you were to tell me that someone said that joke, I'd tell you that Eitan said the joke. That's a compliment. Rashi, in two places, highlights this factor of Mirtas when understanding the factor of Eidush Atayochel Azima. So the first place is Baba Kama, Ayin Hey Omid Beis. Right, so the Sugya and Baba Kama, Ayin Hey Omid Beis, it's a little complicated because here it's Machlokas between, right, Yosef, you referenced this the other day. What's the Machlokas here?
Machlokas is when someone admits that I was going to tell the Chumah from someone else, and then Machlokas is wearing Sumchus, whether
or not. Yeah, Rabbanan and Sumchus, in that case. Because the lack of hazama is because exactly Nidon is admitting that they're right. So there's no hazama because, you know, the mischayev is molded to it. Exactly. So in that case, there's no sheker. There's no option of sheker, but there is still no option of hazama. So there, in that context, Rashi, when describing why generally you need to have edus atayochel hazima, anybody have a baba kama on them? You have it, Yosef? So, Dira Matzkel, Hecha da Amri. Again, this is Sumcha saying why generally you need Eid Shata Yochel Azima. So, classically, Eid Shata, right, you have the Psul of Eid Shata Yochel Azima when the Eidim don't even tell you, you know, what day it was, what time it was. Because in that case,
typically,
exactly. Typically, when the person does not set himself up for hazama, it's because he doesn't want to be nitan la hazama. He doesn't want to be, you know, found to be false. So again, from that, Rashi's
explaining it's a little different. It's because of the shakran, not because of the punishment. Rabbi is explaining the merits aspect as the punishment isn't here actually.
I think both. I think Dikla Neymar Dilhachi Avdi Dimisvi Dilalusi Sati Dil Zeminu Allah also Shah Imano Yusuf Idim Shakranam him. Again, I don't think when he says Idim Shakranam him he's focusing on what the, you know, what the deterrent is as much as that's just the consequence. I think that's the consequence. And therefore, because we don't have that fear factor, you know, we have a chashash that they're Edim Shakranim. So Rashi here, right, is very much focusing on the reason why you need Edim general Shata Yachol Azima is to create that Mirtos factor. But the reason why this Rashi alone is not the best Raya, because which Shita is this Rashi going within? It's going within Simchas, right? It would be better if you have a Raya that even within the Rabbanan, that you have that, you know, even the Rabbanan who says you need Eidu Sha'at Yachol Azima in all cases, even that is a din in Mirtas. So where else do we find that Rashi, right, invokes this Mirtas factor in a Stam Gemara? Where is that? In Sanhedrin, right? So Rashi in Sanhedrin, Yitzayin Amid Beis. Anybody have a Sanhedrin? So again, so there, Yitzhak, do you remember what is the context of the Gemara there? That's the book of the Minyan, right? Exactly. How many people in the city, right? How many people have to be in the city for there to be a Sanhedrin, to be a Sanhedrin there? And right, we get the number is 120, and the Gemara is trying to figure out how to get to 120. So in that context, it says you need two potential people to be what? To be the Zomim, and then two more to be the Zomim. And in that context, right, Stam Gemara just talks about Eden, you know, talk about you just need the potential of Zomim and Zomim. And there, this is more telling than even Baba Kama, Rashi there, Yitzhak Yomaslov Shnei Zomim, when describing what is the function, what's the purpose of having two Zomim. Right, so that as long as there are potential Edom Zomim, right, the original Edom are going to be scared. It's the Mirtas factor. So again, Rashi, in a Stam of the Gemara, which is even more powerful in saying this within Simchas, in a Stam of the Gemara, says, what's the value of Edom Zomim? Is the Mirtas. And let's see, so the next Rashi also, the Shnei Zomim Zomim. Shemei
Yisrael Valdin Alpi Edom, the Yasir Shnaim Lahazima.
Because maybe the Zomim were false, therefore you need. So you need two more Zomim Zomim so that the Zomim are scared. Right, we'll also be who's on. So it's very clear from both these Rashi's that Rashi understands that the idea of Eidu Sha'ata Yachol Azima, that requirement is a din in Mirtas. So you put all that together, it seems like Rashi is not just a din in Simchus, but even the Rabbanan, that the requirements of Eidu Sha'ata Yachol Azima is a din in Mirtas. So again, that's Shitas Rashi throughout. And what other prominent Achron, right, also in discussing Drisha V'Chakira, I don't know if people got to this, also, you know, formulates the requirement of Eidu Sha'ata Yachol Azima and Drisha V'Chakira in general as a din in creating Mirtas. Anybody get to this? Minchas Chinuch, excellent, Yoshua. Right, so what is the context of Minchas Chinuch? What is Kasha? Do you remember what
he's talking about what to do with yoga.
Excellent, right? The first of the Chakiras, right? The first Chakira is what? Which Shemitah cycle is it within Yovel? So the Minchas Chinuch is basically asking, wait a second, for most of Jewish history, people didn't know, people lost count of Yovel. Bayesheni, post-Bayesheni. So practical purposes, Minchas Chinuch is saying is that Jewish Chakira is the Oraisa, and one of the Chakiros mentioned in the Mishnah, in Sanhedrin Daf Mem. Right, is the first Chakira is which Shemitah cycle within the Yovel is it? Practically speaking, you're not going to be able to fulfill Drisha V'Chakira for most of Jewish history. Minchas Chinuch is basically asking, you're saying, therefore, you're not going to have Eidus, you know, for accepting Bayis Rishon when they happen to know the Yovel cycle? Meaning, what are you talking? So what does it say? What is the Minchas Chinuch answer? And remember, what is it says is the particular Chakiros and Drishos mentioned in the Torah? No. He says, when we say that Drisha V'Chakira is De'oraisa, it means the idea of setting up, of asking him questions which will make him nitan to be caught to again to create this Mirtas factor. Anybody have at least the I think I posted a photocopy of it on the WhatsApp. I see the picture. Let's just see the lesson inside. The second paragraph, the Nira, V'nei Reli D'Vemes, Eli, you go for it.
V'nei Reli D'Vemes in Mavur B'Torah Mahina Chakiros. It's not actually, the Torah doesn't actually tell you what the Chakiros are. Back to Torah, Akasa D'Tzarech Idos Shata Yachal Azim. You just need to say that's Zimo, that's Azamavol. So Al Yidei Zeh Mizarim Ha'idim. Mashaker. After that, they'll be afraid to lie.
First of all, that's the key line for us. He says the dinda oraisa of edesha ata yochel azima is not that the each chakira is a kiyum da oraisa, where the Torah enumerates these different, therefore it's a din and edos, you need to get each one. No! The dinda oraisa is to create, to make it, whatever he said, nita lahazama, so that all edim are scared. Right? The lashon is al yidei zeh misyarim ha'edim l'shaker. And because the din d'oraisa is all about creating this mirtas factor, therefore, continue with Amr Chazal,
the Tzarech Sheva Chakiro Shakulon Hazam Etzluim Ba.
All right, so they happen to create seven, which would do that, but
Amr Amar Emesh Argu the Shayachin Hazama Belo Chakiros Patam Biyogel. And even though they could say yesterday,
and therefore everyone knows, okay, when it was, still Mikol Makom
Avdina and Rabbi Shimon Ben Lazar the Ashricha Asiyo.
We still go. That's a different point. We still go through the process, but still
the Chozeh Makom Sheshayach Hashem Chakiros Tzurichem Habesin the Chakram. That's only when like these seven Chakiros are Shayach.
That right, because exactly
the Yam Hazama Tuya Mekulam. Then Hazama also be telling about Makom De Eno Yachol Lachar Rabbeza Chakiros. Any chakiros that you could get that you could ask that would get you to figure out whether or not this could be hazama on these then that would be fine.
Exactly. So therefore, Minchas Chinuch says that because, like Rashi, the whole idea of Eid HaShat Yochel Azim is about creating this Mirtas factor, so therefore, whatever is possible. So if people happen to know what Shemitah cycle it is in the Ovo, then great, then use that. If not, don't use it. There's no problem that people not knowing, like the first Chakira, because it's all about creating this Mirtas factor. Oh. So far what we've done is that within the first day of Tosos, we've given two Mahalchim in Tosos, is that Tosos thinks that the Malkus, fulfills Eid HaShat Yochel Azima, because Eid HaShat Yochel Azima is only a din in Mirtas, and therefore as long as there is any Malkus, you're going to fulfill that. And we're just bringing the Rashis and Minchas Chinuch to highlight that perspective, that Eid HaShat Yochel Azima could be a din in Mirtas. The other perspective, no, Tosas holds that Eid HaShat Yochel Azima is a din in Kasher. It's a fundamental din that you need to fulfill Kasher Zaman. And according to that, the first day in Tosas holds that the Malkus for the Bizomim of Ben Grusha Ben Chlutza is Midin Kasher Zamam. That the Chiddush of these exceptions is that here, even the Malkus fulfills Kasher Zamam. That's the first day in Tosas, again, with these two different understandings. This brings, yeah.
Kasher saying earlier, but within the second wave, if you're understanding each Adepozima, like a positive, then they just need to do that. That type of Eidos, then why is the case in Sanhedrin not Eid HaShat Yochel Azim by the Trichos, Eid HaTrichos? Meaning, because by that case, they could still right, and still say to them, Imanu Isim, and then we could still apply Kasher Zamam. It just happens, Kasher Zamam happens to manifest and not doing anything to them, because they didn't actually try to do anything, because they tried to kill Trichos.
I mean, but Kasher Zamam is an Onesh. Kasher Zamam Lazal Achiv is referring to an Onesh.
Unless,
in that case of Eide Trefa, because it's Gavr Katila, there's no Onesh.
I would say, though, but maybe Kasher Zamam is just saying you do to him what he tried to do, not necessarily with it. Meaning,
no, but the. I mean, but that's the point. Meaning. And he's in the case of Eide Trefa,
yeah.
Shehidu. So there is Hosama, there's no Zome, right?
Yeah.
Right? Because at the end of the day, the first Mazimim, right, we're trying to, meaning we're saying, oh, the Eide Trefa, right, tried to kill a real person. So at least we'll kill you, is Gavra Katila, but it's less than what you try to do. But the Zome Zomim, right, the Zomim are not subject to Hosama because they try to kill a Gavra Katila. But now they can't be themselves killed because they're regular people. So in that case, they get no onesh. There'll be no onesh at all. That's why there's no hazama.
Okay.
isn't the onet, isn't them not getting an onet kiyum of kasher zamam?
I don't think. I think it's more of an exception to kasher zamam that we can't. Meaning, unless, like in the case of Ben Gudra and Chalutza, we don't say that, oh, because we can't do Lola Zaro, therefore it's Kasher Zama even without anything. It's only because there's a Chiddush to give Malkus, the Malkus is Nechshav Kasher Zama. I don't think we say that, oh, once you can't fulfill the Pasuk, that's a Kiyum. No, it's that it can't be fulfilled. You know what I'm saying? I hear you're asking, oh, it's a fulfillment in the sense that it's not equal by the end of the day, but you're then not giving them any Onesh. Because there's no option of like killing a god for Katila.
Onesh is only shy if it's a din in Miritans. If it's a din in Katila's custom, that it has to be able to preserve.
To have an onesh of Kasher Zamam, it sounds like. That's the idea. It's a din like, you need to have the potential to have the onesh of Kasher Zamam. Not just like fulfilling the consistency, but like with lack of consistency. You need an onesh. Yeah.
What do we say is any of Mamon where we say that if someone, let's say, if the Edom Zomim, they don't have enough money, so then they would seem to have to go and become slaves, right? But if the Edom himself had enough money, so then he would just pay the money. So like, wouldn't that be?
I mean, that's just like a. Did you
see
the
Gemara? I'm saying, but why did it then be different there? Isn't there we say, okay, they do need to become slaves?
And then there's also a second base. I thought that was like a zeros kasev. That's the maskana of Rava at least. Okay, well, let's hold off on that for a moment. We can talk about that later. It's its own sugya. Okay, so now let's bring us now to the second day of Tosos. Okay, let's do this quickly. So the second day of Tosos is Va'odi Yesh Lomar. Mayor, would you mind? The source of needing Edo Shata Yachal Azima comes from Kasher Zamam. So the answer is, in your own words, what's the second day of Tosos? Why do we not have to worry about Edus Shi'at Yochel Azima in this context of Ben Gurusha Ben Chalutza?
Because
the case of Ben Gurusha Ben Chalutza,
it's not
subject to Kasher Zama. Right, the Joshua on Beis Amid Aleph towards the bottom, right, your low below Lazaro dictates that Ben Gurusha Ben Chalutza is Mufkav, it's an exception to Kasher Zama. So just like it's an exception to the onesh of Kasher Zamam, since, the second day it says, since the requirement of Eidah Shatah Yochel Azima stems from Kasher Zamam, they're also not subject to that too. So the second day is saying that don't worry about Eidah Shatah Yochel Azima because these cases are mufka from that requirement. Implication being, the reason why Tosus in the second day has to come on to the fact that they're mufka from Atah Yochel Azima is it sounds like because the malchus that they receive is not Mekayim, Kasher Zamam. So there are two assumptions there. The two assumptions in that second day is that number one, that the requirement of Eidah She'ata Yochel Azima is what type of din? Is a formal Gzeres HaKasuf. Right, so, right, assumption number one of the second day is that the requirement of Eidah She'ata Yochel Azima is a formal requirement of to be Mekayim, Kasher Zamam, number one. And number two, that the Mechayev of Malkus for these Edom Zomim is what? Is Midin. What? Exactly. Is Midin Losana. Is Midin Eidah Sheker. And if you combine those two things, that number one, the requirement is a formal din of Kasher Zamam. That means the Edos needs to be subject to Kasher, have a potential of Kasher Zamam. And here, the Malkus is not Midin Kasher Zamam, but rather Midin Losana. That combination basically says that here it's not Yachol Azima. Therefore comes along the second day and tells us to say, must be that the chiddush of these Edom Zomim is that they're not subject to the dinim of Kasher Zomim, both the Onesh and the requirement of Atah Yochel Azima. The second day is clearly aligning with Tosos of Dal and Amabes, that the Mechayev of the Malkus is Midin Losane and not Midin Kasher Zomim. So again, in short, there are two, right, the There are two different ways to understand. The first damn is the first day holding that it's all that Atayach Lazim is all din virtas, or is it that no, he holds that it's a formal din, but the Malkus is a midin kasher zama. Second day rejects both of those and says no, it must be it's a formal din, and it must be that the Malkus is midin losana, and therefore you're not mekayim that at all. Okay, so Adkan is the first sugya that we're discussing. I'd like to now move on to a completely new sugya we're going to spend the next couple days on, which is sugya of kasher zamam velo kasher asa. I know that not everybody had the chance to see these makoros, so we'll keep it slow, and we'll. But this is really just to frame the overall topic, right? So the din of kasher zamam velo kasher asa. How would you describe, Aryeh? How would you describe the din of kasher zamam velo kasher asa? Nidon. Exactly. That it's a bit, you know, counterintuitive, but that the unish of kasher zamam only applies when the unish that the edim zomim intended for the nidon to get was not actually implemented. But once the nidon actually receives the unish, so then the edim zomim are parter, even though there were seemingly worse consequences of their actions, and there were worse consequences, and somehow they became putter in that case. We'll get to the reasons at a later point. The big issue, that's kasher zamam lo kasher asa, the din that the onesh of kasher zamam only applies when the onesh wasn't actually implemented to the nidon. Once the onesh is implemented to the nidon, so then kasher zamam, the onesh, doesn't apply. The big issue in the sugya is going to be, what is the scope of this patur? Does this patur apply to all different types of hazama? Right, because we know there's going to be hazama by, what are the types of hazama? Hazama by Misa, hazama by Misa, you're right, by Mamon, it's hazama by Malkus. So the question is, which types of hazama is this din, is this patur of lo kasher asa, you know, subject to? Is it applied by all of them? Is it applied by only certain ones? And that's going to really open up the sugya to understanding if there are chilukim, what is the basis of these chilukim? So what we're going to do right now is we're going to go through each onesh. We're going to start slow, right? What is the evidence of it applying to each onesh? Okay. So there is one particular onesh where everyone agrees the din of kasher zamam lo kasher asa applies to. What is that onesh? Misa. So the reason for that is because that is the onesh mentioned in the Mishnah. So let's see the Mishnah on Hay. I'm at base. Hey, we have called on. Go for it. Slow. Okay, so again, what is this? What is the opening din of the Mishnah?
So that basically, Edom Zomim aren't killed unless there's a Gemar din.
Exactly. There's a separate din, right? That the Edom Zomim are only killed when there's a Gemar din of Bezin based on their Edus. But again, what's the context? No, no, what's the context? What is Nehragin, right? Again, it's all about Misa. Very important. Right, why do we even have to say this? Because there's Tzedukim out there who say, no, it's only, not only do you need Gemar Din, you also need the Nidon to be Nehrag. Where do they come from? Because it says, Shenemar. It says, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. Sounds like the Edom Zom are killed because they took a Nefesh of the Nidon. So it comes on the Chachamim.
It's
a very important makar. So the makar in the Mishnah of Kasher Zamam Lo Kasher Asa is that what? What's the makar? Okay, it says Asisam Lo Kasher Zamam Lasos Le'achiv Mashma Hari Achiv Kayim. It sounds like the Nidon is still alive, right? Achva. The implication according to the Mishnah is that the person is the Nidon is still alive. So that disproves the Tzidukim. Right, shows that even when the Nidon is still alive, or Dafko and the Nidon is still alive, that the Onesh Hazama applies. The Imkain. So the Nefesh Tachash Nefesh doesn't mean that his life actually has to be taken. It has to be like, it's like a Gavra Katila idea. Once is the Psak of the Gemar Din, that the Nidon is Chayim Misa, that's what Nefesh Tachash Nefesh means. So again, it's very important. From the Mishnah alone, right, the Mishnah which introduces, right, two dinim, both the Gemar Din Halacha and the Din of Kasher Zamam Lo Kasher Asa, it's particularly in the context of Misa. So it's clear from the Mishnah that at least when it comes to Misa, right, we know that the Din of Kasher Zamam Lo Kasher Asa applies. Right? And a highlight that all you know from the Mishnah itself is Misa, but nothing else, is the Gemara at the end of the Gemara, where it says, Chai b'malkios minayin, do you see that? See, by the test of the Nisar HaSasha. See, after the whole Ein Mazir Min Adin, the beginning of the line says, Mazir Min Adin, that says, Chai b'malkios
minayin.
So according to Rashi and Tosas, it's Kashav Chai b'malkios minayin, is on what din, Eli? The din in the Mishnah of Gemar Din. And we're saying, the Mishnah only tells us that you need a Gemar Din in the realm of Misa. Chavi Malkios Minayin. How do we know that you also need a Gemar Din when it comes to Zomin in the realm of Malkos? So Tamad Lomar. Then we ask, Chavi Galios. Right, so this Gemara, just to highlight, highlights that the Mishnah is only talking about Misa. And therefore, when the Gemara is talking about, how do we know about Gemar Din extending, it needs separate Gzeros, Gzeros Shavas to extend it. So again, the Mishnah is talking about Misa. The Gemara says when you want to extend the Din of Gemar Din to other contexts, you need special drushas. Again, highlighting that the Mishnah is limited to, or that the Mishnah is only talking about Misa. Therefore, if you need to extend it, you need to have some type of makor for that. So first you have the Mishnah. And what beyond the Mishnah, you also have a very important brisa at the beginning of the Gemara. So there's a very important brisa. See, Tana? The beginning of the Gemara.
The beginning of
the Gemara says, Tana, Beribi Omer?
Tana, Beribi Omer. Lo Hargu Neheragin. Hargu in Neheragin.
Oh, stop there. Right? So Beribi, I guess, really encapsulates this din of Kasher Zama of Lo Kasher Asa by saying, Lo Hargu, when the Nidon is not killed, then the Edim Zomim are Neharagim. Hargu, but if the Nidon is killed, then in Neharagim, then they're not going to be killed. Again, when the Brisa is formulating the din of Kasher Zama of Lo Kasher Asa, what is the example it's talking about? Misa, it's all about Hariga. Right? So again, both from the Mishnah and the Brisa, you clearly see that the din of Kasher Zama Vol Kasher Asa applies to the realm of Misa, and you don't know from the Mishnah and the Brisa, what about Mamon, what about Malkus, what about other cases? So that's Misa. So everyone agrees to Misa because that's clear, but that's the only thing that is clear. And the thing that we're going to, the one realm that I had you see some chorus about is the realm of Malkus. And this starts off with Rambam. Very, very important Rambam. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Eidos, Perek Chav, Halacha Beis. And the Rambam famously is going to say, right, not to apply the din, the Ptur of Kasher Asa, to the realm of Malchus. Who has Rambam? You sure? Okay, so what does that mean?
It means that if someone is killed,
if the Nidon is killed,
and then two Edom come and make the Edom then they're not,
they have zone
not.
Exactly right. Basically, it's an interesting way of formulating it. But if the Nidon is killed already, and then the Edom Zomim are found, or Huzam, or Huzmu, after the Nidon is already killed, so then they are not subject to Azama. Right, so that's the interesting drasha. We'll get back to that. Sounds like it's from the word lasso, so we'll get back to that. Right, that's the Din of Kasher Zomim below Kasher Asa. This is the key for our purposes now.
But regarding Malkus, there is no din of Kasher Zama.
And that even if the need
is already delivered, then the Edom Zomim
will still get Malkus. So the first makor for this idea that the din or the exception of Kasher Asa does not extend to the realm of Malkus is the Rambam. And we'll see. The Rabbi is not going to be so happy about this. But right for now, so the first, first makor in the Rishonim that the exception of Kasher Asa does not extend to Malkus is this Rambam. We'll return to the Rambam's the end lines about Mamon at a later point. Which other Rishon agrees with the Rambam, Kidarko, and says that Kasher Asa does not extend to Malkus? What? The Meiri. Right, to the Meiri. So the Meiri is actually commenting on a Gemara, which we'll do this quickly. Beis Amid Beis, right after the Gemara that Eitan was referring to before, right? This is a Gemara in terms of why we referenced this earlier in the Gaonim, with Chassam Sofer, about, you know, Shittas Rabbi Kiva. We passing like that Hazama is a Knas, right? Akiva Garner, do you see the Gemara there? Is it my time as Rabbi Kiva? The bottom of Beis Avon Beis. This is the Gemara that you'll see. This is what the Meiri is commenting on. Three lines up. Yeah. Right, so that's why there's no idea of, you know, Moldeh Be'edim Zomim. Fine. So they're about to give me two rayas that it's a Knas. Right, so even though, right, the Onish wasn't implemented, even so the Edim Zomim are subject to Hariga and Mamon. And same thing, Amar of Nachman. So at first glance, it sounds like, right, when is, again, he's talking about not just Hazama in the realm of Misa, but also Mamon, and you know, somebody can extend this to Malkus. It sounds like, when is the only time that Hazama applies, even in the realm of Mamon, in all contexts? Only when it hasn't yet been implemented, Kasha Asa. But the Miri says, don't take this as a raya, the din of Kasher Zamam, though Kasher Asa applies not only in Misa, but also Mamon and also Malkus. Because no, anybody have the Meiri? Have the Meiri? Meiri says, don't bring that as a raya. And remember, you got it? Just, it'll skip a little bit. He says, V'ina Dvarim Nirim Klal.
V'ina Dvarim Nirim Klal, Shalo Huskara.
The only time that this drasha is mentioned in the Gemara is in the context of Misa. Right, exactly. Because once the Nidon is killed, there's no longer your ach. What is the only realm that applies to? That the when you implement the onesh, there's no longer an ach. In the context of Hariga, right? If you give him Malkus, he's still alive. If you give him Mamon, so the Meiri is saying the drasha of coming from Achiv is limited dafka to Hariga. Right, it's just saying it's a chiddush. Even if the chiyah mamon wasn't implemented, it's not dafka in that case. It's also in that case. But lo lemait is shamu shalo yishamu. It's not that if the nidon was chayiv mamon that you're not going to have hazama.
Shekol she'efshar bechazara v'adam chayivin osam.
We're going to get to that. V'chein b'malkus ratzulamash im laku ha'achirim lokin. In that case, even though Malkus was given to the Nidon, you're still Malkus. Below Nemar Kasher Zomam, Lo Kasher Asa, Ela Le'inyan Hargu. So again, we have the Rambam and the Meiri both saying that Kasher Asa is limited to Misa, doesn't extend to Malkus. And we'll pick up with this tomorrow and, you know, seeing the broader sugya player.